Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk today. I'm joined by Carlton Curtis, who's Executive Chairman at Guild Esports. Hi today, Carlton.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Right, new stock on the London Stock Exchange. What does Guild Esports do?
We are an esports team organization, so that means we field multiple teams across multiple esports. So we've got a Rocket League and a FIFA team that have been competing since the summertime. And as of this morning, we have announced our third entry into esports, and we're fielding a professional team in Valorant. I think the simplest way of explaining that in layman's terms is we are essentially the Man United of esports. So they're a team organization, they field a football team. What makes us slightly different is that we're more of a parent company and that we field multiple sports or esports. So in other words, Man U has a football team, but they don't field a hockey and tennis team on top of that. But otherwise, all of the same dynamics of a team organization apply to us at Guild.
But so in other words, you could you've actually got more strings to your bow than merely a football team or a cricket team. You know, you could be effectively in the cricket, the football, and the rugby of esports at the same time.
That's correct. We want to play in all of the major gaming titles that really matter. And we see Fortnite, CSGO, Valorant, Rocket League, and FIFA as being our launch portfolio of esports titles that we want to compete in.
But that point about being, the multiple sports, let's say, the equivalent of rugby, cricket, football, ping pong, or whatever it is, that does then allow you, presumably, to have a greater revenue going forward than Man United would have from just football, from one sport.
100%. That's 100% correct. So another way to think about it is that we've now opened up multiple audiences across multiple sports. So Man U has a core audience in football, but they're not necessarily catering to the tennis audience that's out there that's very vast, or the American football audience that's also very vast. That's what's wonderful about us as an esports organization, is that we get to open up huge new ecosystems of audience across every game title that we enter. And that audience is very young. We have a very concentrated audience of millennials and Gen Zs, which makes it very attractive to sponsors and media rights partners that want to do business with us. So that's really the best way of putting it.
Right, and you've got first mover advantage in the space. Is it like, owning a whole new railroad or being first in the dot-com race? Are we looking at something like that?
Absolutely. I think the analogy I personally tend to refer to is acquiring beachfront property on an undeveloped beach. And esports is definitely that landscape. And I think even more so in games like Valorant, which literally didn't exist until this year. Counter-Strike has been a game that has been competed in for 15 years. So it's going to take a lot of work for Guild to catch up to some of the tier one teams in that esport. But when it comes to Valorant, which was announced this year, we're on an equal playing field. Everyone who is competing in Valorant is at the starting line in terms of where this game is going to go. And based on the publisher's track record, Riot Games, they're the makers of League of Legends, which is probably the most well-known esport in the industry and even in the mainstream. They have quite a successful track record in building out highly lucrative and scaled esports businesses. And we expect them to do the same around Valorant. So we're extremely excited to be formally competing in Valorant as of today.
And presumably, if people get fed up with Fortnite or Valorant or whatever else is the hot thing of the moment, you're always there to go into the next new thing.
Yes, I think if you're not on your toes as a business owner in esports, you're simply not prepared for the future, because we live and we play in a digital first environment, and the technology itself of video games and esports and the platforms that we're on constantly is changing radically year over year. And then you also can't predict what new hot titles are going to come out, like Valorant, or what game titles that have been very strong in the past that may have dipped because of interest in other games. Like Overwatch, for example, is a huge game that has been successful since its inception 5 years ago, but that audience has receded over time because they're interested in other games like Counter-Strike or Fortnite or Valorant now. So that ebb and flow is a bit different in our world, and you absolutely have to be on your toes and pivot in the directions that make sense.
Right. I just wanted to talk about the stock market side of the whole thing. You know, that you've got a 40 million market cap. We come in, sort of hit the ground running with a 3.9 million pound deal and the latest announcement as well that you've had. But most people in the stock market, let's say, especially in London, they're sort of resources focused. They're quite old. They're old, you know, 45, 50, maybe 60 even. They don't really get new technology that much. And obviously esports is pretty new to them as well. Do you feel that you got the message out in terms of the opportunities in this area for investors?
I think we did, and I think a solid example of that is the 20 plus million in pounds that we raised during our roadshow. But, you know, we're certainly not going to stop there, and we're certainly not going to stop clarifying the narrative of esports, because while it has been an industry that has existed for 15 years at this point, it is still very new to a lot of people around the world, specifically the investment community. We are the first team organization to be traded on a major stock exchange. Gfinity is an example of an esports entity that has been on the London Stock Exchange, but they're a very different business in esports. They're in the physical infrastructure business, and they provide a very different type of value for their customer and for their shareholder than we do. We're a completely different business that just happens to be sitting in the world of esports. And I think it's in everyone's best interest, including my own and every other business owner in esports, to continually define and clarify what esports means and why we believe it's the format of the future. And I think if you're just looking at the growth of our viewership and the growth of the player base in esports, we are the medium of the future. We already have a half a billion people as fans around the world for esports as a whole. And the revenue that is associated with esports is currently pegged at $1.1 billion US in 2020. And it's expected to grow to $1.5 billion US in terms of global revenues in 2023. So the projections that we're looking at just over the next 3 years are very, very strong. And at the end of the day, we believe that esports is going to be as big, if not bigger, than many traditional sports in a matter of 5 years. That's the big bet we're making here in terms of the data we're seeing and the growth we're seeing behind all of this.
And do you have a sort of a personal goal or target in terms of how much Guild Esports, or what share Guild Esports might have of the overall market that you occupy, the growing market that you occupy?
Sure. Our goal is an aggressive goal. We don't want to be a tier two esports organization. That's not our ambition. Our ambition is to become a tier one organization in a matter of 3 years. So that means we'd be in the conversation in the same sense that FaZe Clan, 100 Thieves, Cloud9, TSM, a lot of these tier one organizations you see with valuations of north of 200 million in some cases, and others 300 to 400 million. That's our short-term goal. But the big swing we're making and the big bet we're making is we want to be a tier one organization in all of sports. We want to be in the same valuation category that the Dallas Cowboys are, Barcelona, Man U, in 5 to 10 years. So that's really the big bet and the road that we're taking to get there right now. That's our primary goal.
Right. And speaking of sort of getting the message out, you have David Beckham as a co-investor in the company, and George Soros is also an investor. I suppose you've got the two greats in their own field. Is that, how much is that helping you along your journey at the moment?
Look, I think that while I am extremely proud of the internal staff we've built at Guild and the teams we built at Guild, I can't say with any sense of honesty that we'd be able to do any of this without Beckham's partnership. In the broadest of terms, he is a door opener for every business pillar that we have at the company. You know, starting with the interest around the investment community, the sponsorship pipeline is extremely encouraging right now. As you said, we officially announced our first multi-year deal on Monday. That's valued at 3.6 million pounds over the next 3 years of guaranteed revenue. And our year one goal right now in terms of revenue is 5 million pounds. So we're on a very good pace to get there. And as far as the other pillars of our business, you know, he is the poster child of a successful academy member with Man U and Tottenham's football systems. And the academy system at Guild is a major part of our business plan as well. It's a huge reason why he partnered with us, was because of his personal experience as a youth soccer player. The merchandise side of the business, we've got very ambitious goals, and he's clearly one of the most iconic and fashionable men in the world as it relates to fashion and apparel. So he's very hands-on with that as well. So across the board, he is just jet fuel in our engine, so to speak, to open doors in every category that we need those doors open. He's been a phenomenal partner so far.
And obviously George Soros, one of the legends in the hedge fund area, not somebody that makes a habit of losing money on his investments either.
Absolutely, we're very excited to have his fund supporting us in the first phase of our business. We're extremely excited about that. So we're hoping that his track record applies to us as well. We're very confident about that.
And finally, just we should expect further news flow of the type that we've seen just in the last few days to come through.
Yes, we're extremely excited about the sponsorship pipeline that we have in the works. I think you're going to see some follow-ups in different categories around the beverage category, the automotive category, consumer products over the next quarter. And then, of course, in the prospectus, we've been very clear since day one that we want to enter all of the esports that matter. And two of the big titles with huge audiences behind them are Fortnite and Counter-Strike. So you'll see professional teams fielded in those two esports over the next few months.
Carlton Curtis, Executive Chairman of Guild Esports, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for your time. It was great to be here.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.